Shalom. Okay, today's Thursday, so our Thursday is scheduled. We have Gemara from 1 to 2, and then we do Chumash from 2 to 2:30. There's Hashem Sunday, this Sunday there is Shir. There is Shir this Sunday. Monday not, but Sunday yes. Okay, Labor Day is Dafka Monday. So not the whole weekend. So Bez Hashem, this Sunday will be the first Halacha Shir in the series of Halacha Shirim that we're going to be having. The first topic is going to be Pas HaBa'al B'Kisnin. If you know anyone who wants to come, who's working during the week, wants to come on Sunday, so every Sunday will be a separate inyan, so you could follow even if you're not here during the week. And we're going to do Chazara on that also, so we should, those that are here during the week shouldn't come on Sunday too. Kama Chomer. Okay, yesterday we discussed the inyan of Sanhedrin Noheges Ba'aretz U'B'Chutz La'aretz. So we discussed what that means. Plach U'Plach, Yir V'Yir, in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz only Plach. Is there a Chiyuv B'Chutz La'aretz? Pashas there is, the Ramban in the first opinion says there's not, and maybe the Rambam holds there's not according to the Ramban's Pshat. Okay, today I'd like to discuss the Mokom of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Right, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Shivim Zkenim, right, the Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, 71. So where do they have to be? Where are they located? So the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, page 9 in the packet, Ve'ela ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem, which is the first pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Now, the end of the previous Parsha, Parshas Yisro, talks about what? The Mizbeach. Right? The losala b'malos al mizbechi, you shouldn't have steps going up to the Mizbeach. Right? The whole Parsha of the Mizbeach. And Rashi, HaLaTorah, comments, why is there a smichus between the end of Yisro and the beginning of Mishpatim, meaning the Parsha of Mizbeach and the Parsha of Elam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lufnei. So Rashi says, V'lama nismacha Parshas Dinim l'Parshas Mizbeach, lomar lecha shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbech, that the Sanhedrin should be near the Mizbech. Here he writes, Lo Machol Shatosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdosh. The Sanhedrin should be in the Mikdosh, just like the Mizbech. No. I mean, whether it should be Sanhedrin, Eitzel, HaMikdash, I don't know if it makes sense. The base of Mikdash. Means this. And here we're talking about the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. And we know the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph was located in the base of Mikdash, in the Lishkas Hagosis. Right? There was a special room in the base of Mikdash where the Sanhedrin was located. So the Torah is telling us here that the Mokom of the Sanhedrin is Eitzel HaMizbeach, meaning in the close proximity of the Mizbeach, meaning in the Lishkas Hagosis. I don't think there's any difference if the gear says Eitzel HaMizbeach or Eitzel HaMikdash. It means the same idea, that's the Mokom where the Sanhedrin can be. din that it's in the Lishkas Hanazis as opposed to in the Ezra's Lashim, is that, that's where it was, is that the Kufa? Because we're going to see your both sides. That, you see, I would have thought, if you ask me, halacha in the Sanhedrin that it has to be in the Mikdash, in the Lishkas Hanazis. And if they convene elsewhere, we'll see that the status of Sanhedrin they might not have. We'll have to see in greater detail. But the source that the Rashi here quotes is this drasha of that Lama Nismacha Mishpatim to the end of Yisrael, Laman Nismacha Pashas Mishpatim, the Pashas Mizbeach, Lo Melecha Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. So that's this drush. Then, page 10, we have another set of Tzuk. This week's Pasha. This week's Pasha has a lot of stuff. Next week's Pasha, these are the packed Pashas. You know, these, Dvarim has managed, every Pasha there's a knockout, you know? Like, you know, Raskanan, Ekim, Rei, Shoftim, Seitze, each one of them, you know? Okay, so it says like this. Ki poli mimcha dover la mishpa, Ben dam le dam, ben din le din, ben dam le nega. Whereas ki poli mimcha means something is
evasive, something you don't know, something is hidden from you. Meaning you have a shaila about dam, damida, about din, din Torah, nega le nega, haras, divrei rivos, b'sharecha. So it says, "V'kamto v'elisa l'mokom asher yivcha Hashem elokecha bo." So you should go to the Beis Hamikdash. Kamto, Rashi, the language of Beis Hamikdash go mikol mekomos, right? The Beis Hamikdash is on. You ascend to the Beis Hamikdash. Uvasa l'chodim alvim alashoved sheyir bayamim vayim. V'darashto v'gidu chazdavah hamishpat. So then you go to the Sanhedrin and you ask them what you should do. And then Vasisa Pi Hadovar Shia Giducha Minamokamahu Shayivcha Hashem Shamatalasos call Ru Shay Rucha. So then you should follow whatever the Sanhedrin you went to the Sanhedrin, you should follow what they tell you. Al Pi Hadovar Shay Rucha Valishpa Shayumukhatasel Los Hosar Ben Hadovar Shia Giducha Yomin was small. You shouldn't veer from what they tell you. Parish Shayas is on the Lubish Hoy Vale Shari Shah Hashem of Kekola Topic. The Mesa Isha who we are from Israel. But he who veers from what? From the Sanhedrin gets killed. That is called the what? Zokin Mamre, the rebellious elder. And I'm not here to discuss right now the halakha of Zokin Mamre. We should discuss the halakha of Zokin Mamre, but not right now. So you have one Zokin who wants to say against the Sanhedrin, wants to prosecute against the Sanhedrin. We're not going to discuss all the details of who he is. But he's prosecuting against the Sanhedrin, and he's not following the Sanhedrin, so he's a Zokin Mamre, and his own is Benisa, and maybe later in the year we can discuss more of the details of Zokin Mamre.
But what are we focusing? Pasuk Ches. That's the pasuk to focus on. V'kamto v'alisa el hamokom. El hamokom. Meaning you have to go to the mokom. So we have to understand what is the significance of that word, Vekamto Ve'alisa El HaMokom. So first, let's take a look in the Sifrei, page 13. Right, the Sifrei is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Dvarim. Right, the Sifra is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. Right, the way you remember it is the Sifra is an Aleph. So Vayikra is with an Aleph at the end. So Sifra, Vayikra. Sifrei is Bamidbar and Dvarim. And Mechilta is on Shmos. These are Medrash Halacha. Gracious doesn't have any Medrash Halacha. Only has Medrash Agada. Right? Like Medrash Tanchuma and Medrash Rabbah, these are all Medrash Agada. And the Mechilta, the Sifra, and the Sifrei are Medrash Halacha. So the Sifrei says, Vekamta. Mibezdin. So look, you got to hold the top and the bottom. The bottom is the perish of the Malbim on the Sifrei. So look, we're gonna learn the Sifrei with the Malbim, okay? So look in the bottom. Vekamto v'lisal mokom v'limas vekamto mora akfip shuta lakima mimoshovo. Kamto means you go up from your place. Ki midabe ala shoftim shedarkim leishev moshev bezdin. In other words, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about that you have a Bezdin, Bezdin in Tel Aviv. So they had a Shaila brought to them. And they're not sure what the halacha is. So they want to go now to the bigger rabbis in Jerusalem in the Sanhedrin. So Vekamta means they're getting up from their Bezdin and they're going to Jerusalem. In other words, if you have a suffix, you, the Bezdin in Tel Aviv, you have a suffix, so don't stay still. Get up and go to the Bezdin HaGadol. Ve'alisa l'mokom. Ma'ashakosu mikan omru hu mikeif ha'loshen. Ma'akosu ve'alisa l'mokom ratzuloma v'sham tivke. Oh, so now back in the Sifrei. So Vekamto mi Bezdin, you're gonna go from your Bezdin, the Alisa Lomokum, Mikan Omru, Shlosha Bodeinim, Hoyusham. So now the Sifrei is telling us a chiddush that there were three Bodeinim in the Mikdash in that area. There were two Bodeinim of 23, and then the 71. In other words, if you're going into the Beis HaMikdash, so first you're going to go to the Har HaBayis, by the Har HaBayis. So by the Pesach of Har HaBayis, there was what? There was one Bezdin of 23. Then you go further in to the Mikdash, and by the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash, there was another Bezdin of 23. And then you go inside, and you go into the room of the Lishkas HaGazis, there would be the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. So he says, Shloshei Botei Dinim Hayusham. Echad al Pesach HaRabayis, one of 23. Ve'echad al Pesach HaAzara. Ve'echad al Lishkas HaGozis. So how do we see that in the Pasuk? Because it says Va'alisa el Hamokom. So what do you have to say Va'alisa el Hamokom? Of course you're going to go to the Mokom. Ratzalom Hashem Tivka Bezna Yoshev B'Har HaBayis. First Va'alisa el Hamokom means first you're going to go to Yerushalayim, and the first thing you're going to, when you go into the Har HaBayis, you're going to see the Bezna of 23. And then it says, Uvasa el Akonim Alevim. That's going to be the next Bezdin of 23. That's by the Bezdin of the Pesach Hazor. And then, Uvasa el Shofet. That's the Sanhedrin Hagidola, the Lishkas Hagozis. So the Sifrei is darshaning the Kamto Velisel Amokom is referring to the first Bezdin by the Pesach Arbayis. Then Uvosel Akonim Alevim, that's the second Bezdin of 23 by the Pesach Mikdash. And then El HaShofet, that's going to be the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Boim Luzush al Pesach Arbayis. Amru lam kach darashdi v'kach darshu chaveiro, kach limanadi v'kam chlimdu chaveiro. In other words, they don't go necessarily to the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph right away. First they see if the Bezdin of 23 on the... You see here, what happened? The way this Sifrei is learning, there was... The Bezdin of Tel Aviv, there was an argument between them. And once rabbi said one way, the other rabbi said the other way, so they're disputing. So they said, let's go to find out what the right answer is. So first they go to the Bezdin of Chof Gimel that's on the Pesach Arabais, and they ask him, do you know the answer? And if they know it, then fine. They know, then it's finished. But if they don't know it, then they go to the next Bezdin, which is on the Pesach HaMikdash, and they explain what the dispute is. If they know it, fine. If not, not. And if they don't know it, then final resort is you go to the Bezdin HaGadol. Im shamu omer lehem lav ve'elu boim lebezdin Bezdin, shab lishkos ha'gadus, shem sham Torah yoseis l'Yisrael. And if they don't know the answer, then finally you go to the Bezdin HaGadol, the Ayin Aleph. שנאמר על המקום השיבת השם הלוקח בו וקם טוב אליסה ולמד שארץ ישראל גבוה מכל הרוצוס ובייס המקדש גבוה מכל ארץ ישראל. Okay, בסדר. So now, what did we see here? We see two interesting things that we didn't know till now. First of all, we discussed yesterday that there's a chiyuv of Sanhedrin, but now we say that we know that there are two Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel and the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. So the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel was also located, two sets of Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel were in the by the Mikdash, one by the Pesach HaRabayis and one by the Pesach HaMikdash. And then there was the third Bezdin was the real Spitz Bezdin, pinnacle, the Ayin Aleph Bezdin, and that was in the Lishkas HaGozes.
Where was that?
It was a room in the Mikdash. You get a picture book and you'll see. Yeah. Oh. So now, on page 14, we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Chesam at base. Unbelievable Gemara. Mem Shana Ach Lochorav Habayis Golso Sanhedrin Vyoshvalo Bechanus. 40 years prior to the destruction of the Holy Temple, 40 years before, the Bezdin HaGadol, the Ayin Aleph, the Spitz, who were in the Lishkas HaGozes, decided no more. We leave the building. Right? You start a new yeshiva. Right? Outside of the building, the Beis HaMikdash that they always had. New place. What's the new place? A chanus. Right? Where was the chanus? I don't know, by the airport? No, I don't know. a new place. Chanus, I mean, in modern Hebrew, chanus means a store. Some makeshift, but they left their quarters. 40 years before the Korban HaBayis, they left their quarters. Oh, so
Why did they do that?
I mean, why did they leave? I mean, they're supposed to be in the Lishka Sagosis, right? So why did they leave? So the Gemara tells us, look further down, second arrow. Ela shalodonu dine nefashos, my taima, came in the chazu de nefishi luhu rotschim, velo yochli lemeidon omru, mutov nigli mi mokom lomokom ki heki de lochaivu, tefsiv asisa al pia hadova shayagidu lcha men amokom hu, melamech amokom gorin. The halacha is that the only time you can have a Sanhedrin, Dan, Dine Nefashos. Now, you don't need the Sanhedrin Agadol to be Dan, Dine Nefashos. Any Sanhedrin of 23 can be Dan, Dine Nefashos. Those have to be the one of Ayanat. But they can only be Dan, Dine Nefashos if the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph is in the Lishka Sagosis. If the Bezdin Agadol is not in its place, then the whole capital punishment system is dissolved. It's not happening. So therefore, 40 years before the destruction, there are a lot of roadskin. And there was too many to handle. So what did they do? They gave up. They said, we can't deal with it. So what they did is, they left the Mokum. So this way, they don't have to judge it, because there's no judgments of Dine Nefashos if the Sanhedrin is not in the Lishka Sagosis. So they left. And therefore, there was no judgment of Dine Nefashos. In any Bezin of Chav Gimel, since the Bezin of Ayin Aleph wasn't in its Mokum. And what's the source? From the Pasuk that we just read in Shoftim in this week's Parsha, what? What's the Pasuk? The Kamto Velisa El Hamokom. Nelame Shehamokom Gori. So, you see, could be that if we just had the pasuk of Eila Mishpatim, Shetasim Sanhedrin Eisel HaMizbeach, the Smichas Parshias, maybe that's, we would just say that's a din l'chakila, that it should be in the Mikdash. But here, we're taught, the Kanto ve'alisa el hamokom, melame shehamokom gor, that the status of the Bezin Hagadol to have its status only when it's in the Lishkas, only when it's in the Lishkas Agosis. Once it leaves the Lishkas Agosis, then there's no status of Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. And since there's no status of Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, so then what? Then there's no Dine Nefashos in any Bezdin. So we have two psukim that tell us this idea that the Sanhedrin has to be in the Mikdash. The pasuk of Eilu Mishpatim should pasuk Sanhedrin on the Smeah, and the pasuk Hamokom Lamech Hamokom Gorin. But the pasuk Hamokom teaches you Mamech Hamokom Gorin, that it's not just a din l'chatchila. That if you don't have the Mokom, then you don't have it. If not, if the Sanhedrin isn't its Mokom, then it's not there. Harav Dolan. Yeah, so what's the answer? He's asking a good question. Why don't they just do as many as they can? In other words, it's a very, you think, a defeatist attitude. What? Right. So he's asking, so why don't you just, so okay, there are a thousand murders. So just, he's saying that maybe what Rav Scholl is saying is, there are a thousand murders, so you're going to deal with two, so like, it's meaningless. One murder or less.
Like, one death is like killing the whole everyone in the world, right?
Right.
So like basically they're saving the world here by killing two people. It's not meaningless, it's infinite.
Dolan, you always have a way with words. Yeah, so are you gonna help me more today?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if what you're saying is true. The point is to enforce every. It's just that the business murders because maybe, you know, they have to, there are many criteria that you have to fulfill in order to kill somebody.
They just don't want to take the cases even though they knew they weren't going to go through. Once we're over that limit, let's say it's 1 to 7 years, then we shouldn't go over that. So,
it's not mashma that because they went over the limit, it's because they were nefishi. According to you, you don't have to have nefishi. You just have to have, I don't think nefishi means that it was two, that was nefishi. Right? Probably not. It probably means there was many, right? According to you, nefishi, oh, there were two murderers, nefishi, you've got to leave. Can't deal with two. Right? Yehuda?
Don't the innovator say the reason why, like those numbers are given with the years, people, the criteria, you said, you know, be murdered, which like, for you to be tried, violation, and then be found guilty, often, which is so rare, because all the circumstances between the eight of them. It's not like Jason's scared of killing people if they're really deserving death.
Right.
It's just that it just never happened because it's such a rare occurrence to find all the criteria being in place.
Right.
Right,
so you're arguing more with him.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I also was arguing with him. We like him, but I was arguing with him.
Oh, I'm ready for Dolan.
Right. But what about Dolan?
There's also Phil Gomez as well, and has been killed
off. Right, that's amazing. So who gave the answer that, who said the answer before that if there are 1,000, you only get two, so, oh, Rav Scholl. So maybe Rav Scholl is right. Yechiel, do you want to say
something else that maybe it was more of a psychological thing to them that you do it not to go out of the way to try and find the zechus to these people. And they were seeing like so many people come in that they couldn't find the zechus to go. That was it. Like they realized, I mean, this is for the problem. They realized that the problem was on the way. There's so many people doing the best and they can't find the zechus for any of them.
Okay, you're saying psychologically. Okay, interesting. It's an interesting twist. I still think the pashas is like him, that if you're going to have 1,000 murders and you've only been able to deal with two, so they said, you know, we're not helping the society. There's still so many running around. So, okay, you got two less. Okay, but destroy it. Right. Because it was out of control. So you're going to do one less. It's not going to, you're not helping really. Ellie?
One,
Okay, you'll go next, okay? I meant him, but it's okay. It's okay. A lot of Ellie's here. It's good. Say.
Is it that they didn't try them or that they weren't had, they couldn't have measles?
They wouldn't try them at all. Because, in other words, there were too many people, so the Sanhedrin decided we're going to leave.
I know that the Sanhedrin decided we're going to leave. All the Sanhedrin decided for everything. All of
If they're not going to give them the death penalty, what's the point of trying them? No, it means that there were too many, so they've decided the Sanhedrin is going to leave the Mukum. And they're not going to do anything. Ellie Cole. Why is that more of a... It wouldn't be more, just he's saying it wouldn't help because people are doing it anyway.
No, maybe they said that we're not so concerned about those cuts of the actual killing. We want to know why is there going to be another way of shabbatting people. So that'd be more effective measure to prevent the killing.
Okay, Rebosa. Yeah. No, he's saying an interesting point, yeah. What?
Which korban was this? The first one or the second one? As it was the second one, was it so much killing? It was the first one that they had a time to begin with. It was the second one. So it wasn't that there were so many murders, it was left. It was the second korban.
Second korban, sure.
Right, so there weren't many murders. It wasn't that they were overloaded. Right, that's not where the korban happened.
The Gemara says it here that it is.
It said they were overloaded?
So the Gemara says, Kaven, the Chazon of Fishi, Lurotskin. Yeah.
Could it be that they perhaps felt that in the climate of the times or in the stress of the situation that their own judgment might be impaired?
Okay, it could be. I still think like Shulder. After all said and done, I still. I know Dolan is not going to give me. You want to reject Shulder? Okay. Oh, so let's look in. Oh, one second. Look in Tosis. Now, Rabosai. Tosis asks a kashin, Tomer. So first, Tosis kashin is Vayushalayim Nami Yikru Mokum. What's Malamich HaMokum Gori? What's the Mokum? So Pashtus means once you leave the Lishka Sagozis, you're not in the Mokum, so then you can't be done Dina Nefoshis. But the question is, isn't Yerushalayim also called Mokum? Mokum HaSheyivchar Hashem. So it's also called Mokum. And you eat kochim there. Ma'aseh Sheni. Yerushalayim Degabei Dinei Nefoshos V'Mikrim Mokum Elo Lishka Sagozis. So Degabei Dinei Nefoshos, when we say, V'kamto V'olisa El HaMokum, Melamed SheHaMokum Gorim, it's Tavka what? Tavka Lishka Sagozis. Now, where was this chanus? Where was the new building? The new building was also right by the Harabais. Wasn't that the new building was far away? The new building, the chanus, was also... But even though the new building was also in Har Habayis, it's not called Somuch L'Shechina. Because it wasn't in the in the Mikdash itself. Because it says, Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. Eitzel HaMizbeach. Mizbeach means in the main building. In the main building. Not the new building. The old building. Because that's the pasuk hamam, from these two pasukim that we said, the smichas Yisrael to mishpatim, and the what? The makom garin. So Charles is trying to understand. The Gemara says that once they left, they went to Bechanus, they couldn't be dan din in the fashis anymore, right? Zuntos is saying, must be, you see from here, that Mokum Gori means Dafka the Mokum Hamikdash. Because it wasn't like they went to Tel Aviv. If they went to Tel Aviv, okay, I can understand. But they didn't. It's just they left the sanctuary to go to another place on Har Habayis. And yet that's called not in the Mokum. Right. So it must be, based on what the Gemara is telling us. Because if not, then what did you accomplish by going to Chanus? Then Tosis asks another question. But how do you know this din of a Mokum Gorim applies to all din in Nefashos? The Pasuk in Shoftim, the context of the Psukim that we just read in Shoftim, is talking about the din of Zokin Mamre. So maybe it's only a din in Zokin Mamre. Because we darshan that if the Sanhedrin is b'mkoma, so then shoftim v'shotrim titeim l'cha. But once Nistalku batul kol din in fashos. So it's a din in all din in fashos. Not only a din in Zakin Mamre. It's a din in all din in fashos. That once the Sanhedrin is shalob and koma, so it's a chiddush, because if you wouldn't have learned this Gemara, I would have thought maybe it's a nice din lechatchila that the Sanhedrin should be b'mkoma, but l'maisa, if you have the 71 people and they're paskening, shouldn't that have the status of Sanhedrin? No! It's dafka melame shal mokum gorim. Yes? Right, because the Mokum Gorim is only Lishkas Hagozis. That's the pulse. That's the pulse of the whole capital punishment system. That's the heart. Once the heart is not functioning, then you can't pump blood to the other Batedim. Okay, now Rabosai, you have to do this famous Rambam and Ramban. Okay, you can't leave without doing this famous Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, page 15. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel. Rabotai, there are Tariag Mitzvahs. How do you know that? How do you know the Tariag Mitzvahs? It's Gemara Max. Right? They're Tariag Mitzvahs. So the Rambam decided, let's figure out what the Tariag Mitzvahs are. Made a whole list of the Tariag mitzvahs. And then the Rambam said, no, you got it all wrong. These mitzvahs you should have counted, and you didn't, but these mitzvahs you did count, you shouldn't. Right? So, it's an interesting idea to try to count 613. So mitzvah 153. Kuf Nun Gimel. Hi shetzivanu v'kadesh chodosh. There's a mitzvah that you should be Kaddish HaKodesh. Meaning, you shouldn't just use a calendar. You should have witnesses come, and they saw the new moon, and they go to the Besdin, and then the Besdin will say, Kaddish HaKodesh. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. He should tivano Kaddish HaKodesh. Zoi mitzvah Kaddish HaKodesh. Who are you sala kholish hazelachem rosh chodesh? Who bought heish eidusu eidusu lachem? Loma shemitzuzu eidusu lachol ish biish kimo Shabbos gracious? It's not like Shabbos gracious, you know, Shabbos comes memela. Shekol ish yim neshisha yomim biishkos b'shvi. It's not like Shabbos where you just count 6 days and then you observe Shabbos. Sheir kol ish biish gamkei halavana sheikba hayom rosh chodesh. In other words, you can't just say, okay, I saw the moon, so Rosh Chodesh for me. Today's Rosh Chodesh. I can't just say, I count the moon. I saw the moon, so it's Rosh Chodesh for me. You didn't see it, so you'll have Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. It has to be one centralized system. But even if you turn it into Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, this is Zul, lo yasa also, all of Elabezin ha-godol levad. That Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by Bezin HaGod. Okay? With Eretz Yisrael Levad, and only in the land of Israel. Machain Botla Haria explained how Yom Hadra Bezin HaGod. So this is very simple. The reason why do we have calendars today? Why don't we just have Kiddush HaChodesh? Because the answer is we don't have Bezin HaGod. We don't have Bezin HaGod. And without Bezin HaGod, the Rambam Shita is without the Bezin of 71, you cannot mekadesh the Chodesh. He wants your bottle of HaKrobos Karbonis, but how do you have Mikdash? Just like we don't have Karbonis today, because we don't have Mikdash, so we don't have Chodesh. That's the Rambam. Now, just take a look now on page 18. To the Rambam in Parak Hey, Kiddush HaKodesh. Kol Masha Om Parakei Halacha Aleph, page 18. Kol Masha Amarnu Mikvias Rosh Chodesh Alavia, the Ibar Hashanah Bnei Hazmanu Bnei Aftorah, was the concept of Kvias Rosh Chodesh and Ibar Hashanah Ein Osim Oso Ela Sanhedrin Shebe Eretz Yisrael. You need the Sanhedrin. O Bezin Hasmuchim Be Eretz Yisrael Shenosu Lehem Sanhedrin Rishos. Whereas it was either the Bezin of Ayin Aleph themselves are the ones we're going to go to when we Kaddish the Chodesh. Or what you could do is the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph to give Rishus to another Bezdin to Kaddish and Chodesh as well. But you need the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Either they're going to do it themselves, or they're going to give Rishus to a Bezdin of Gimel to do it. But you need the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Without the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, Rav Osai, without the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, what? No Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the famous, famous, famous Shita of the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam has a whole shir on this, but maybe we'll get to it one day. Who disagrees with this Rambam? The Ramban. The Ramban is going to ask for a whopper of cash. Ready for this one? Ready for this whopper? Look in the Ramban. That's on the left side. Omar HaKoisek. Yadati! He's sickly and then he's showing. He's worried the Talmud. He
says, the other thing is his mind. He doesn't have such a Gemara cup. He doesn't have.
He calls
there. He says, even though I'm not the biggest Gemara cop there, but I don't know.
He calls there. Inemi koshe osi lios dupi shomer to know our zen. But one thing I do know, I might not be the biggest Talmud Chacham on the block, but one thing I do know. Shemina Yadua, Kikirish Achodish Vibor Hashan Zrikim Mumchim, Klomer Bezesh and Nispuku Baaretz, Smicha Yadua, Kalmu Ishmi Mikaya.
We know that the Gemara we just learned, that
slap before the korban, right? Right, that's the Gemara we just learned. And then he quotes the Gemara for the next couple of lines. Look at the bottom line of the Rambam, the middle. It may also show up, but look, Koladina, that's not good. In Cain, lo, how you call him? Mekadesh, al pi riyah, mizman abon shana kod amakurbin. Yadu, who become homeless big marsh, you also kach ad zman korb l'stima satalmu. He says, the Rambam sheet is that you need Bezn HaGodol for Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Rambam asked a bomb kasher. He says, when was the Sanhedrin Godol? 40 years before the Korban. Yet they still were Mekadosh the Chodesh until Abai Barabba, until the Sfimas HaTalmud, which was later. Again, the Rambam sheet is to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, you need Sanhedrin HaGodol. So Rambam says, how could that be true? We know the Sanhedrin HaGodol stopped functioning 40 years before the Korban. Yet Kiddush HaKodesh, we know from many places in Shas, was continued until the end of the Talmud, until Abai Barabba, which was afterwards. Which was after the Korban. So how can you tell me that so it must be, the Ramban says, that's not true. You don't need Bezin HaGodol to Kiddush HaKodesh. You just need a regular Bezin. Doesn't have to be Bezin HaGodol. The Rambam's shita is, you need Bezin HaGodol. Either Bezin HaGodol himself, or Bezin HaGodol gives reshus to another Bezin. But you need the Bezin HaGodol. You need the Bezin HaGodol. So says the Ramban, but it can't be true, because the Bezin HaGodol stopped functioning 40 years before the Korban. And then it was still Kiddush HaKodesh much later. So Ramban says, you know, maybe I'm not the biggest Talmud Chacham on the block, but you know, a basic thing like this seems to be, you know, very pashut.
Dolan, you want to get it all in today? Dolan, are you sure you want to go to Columbia? You don't want to stay here? So the question is like this. What is it we're going to see here, there's going to be a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, what it means that when the Bezdin left the Lishkas HaGozes. So from the Gemara, all we know is they weren't doing Dinei Nefashos. But the Ramban shita is that it's not only Dinei Nefashos, but anything else in the Mishnah that you require to have a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, they couldn't function as a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. So if you need, so they could function for Dinei Momenus or something else, they could still, you're right, but right? But anything that you need in Bezin of Ayin Aleph, they couldn't function. So that's the Ramban's kasha. But what's the Rambam going to reply? So the Ramban shita is that not only it's not only a din and din in Afoshas, it's a din in any aspect of the Bezin of Ayin Aleph. But the Rambam will say back, like Dolan just said, and we're going to see the Megillas Esther gives his teretz, is the Rambam shita is that no, it just means din in Afoshas. It's only a special din. Malamish or Mokum Gore, that's a special din that they can't don din in Afoshas or any other Bezin of Chav Gimel can't be don din in Afoshas. It's not a din that there's no, that they don't have the status anymore of Ayin Aleph. Lagabe, din in Afoshas, there's no din in Afoshas anymore. But it's still a Bezin of Ayin Aleph. So the Mela, it's still a Bezin of Ayin Aleph. So they had a Bezin of Ayin Aleph as long as there was Kiddush HaKodesh. Even though it wasn't the Makom Goreh. Makom Goreh doesn't mean like the Ramban says. Makom Goreh means that if they're not in the Makom, they don't have any status without anything as the Bezin of Ayin Aleph. Not true. They have a status of the Bezin of Ayin Aleph. It's just they can't be done in the Foshos. So that's what the Megillah says. That's what the Megillah says to writes. One second. Look at the Megillah Esther. On page 16. Umar Shehevi Old Mehidavor Zora. Tokoch Beznagol Botel Meritzel Memshon Nakodama Korbin. Tokoch Mokomayim Kachum Piriada Bai Varava. Nirali Shemizeha Maimar Lomashma Shabotel Kokom. Rashla Inin Mahishis Kiru. So Momach ain't done it in the budget. Doesn't mean that they lost all their koach of a Beznabayanah. It just means that they don't, it's not Dandin and Vasha. So the man, what the Rambam says, no problem with my Shita. My Shita is you need a Bezna Godel for Kiddush HaKodesh. Ah, how would they make Kiddush HaKodesh until the time of Abai Barova? Ah, the Bezna's stopped functioning 40 years before? No, it didn't stop functioning. That was only a Dil Magabe lack. Nefashos, it wasn't a Dil Magabe. So it's a fundamental machlokas here between the Rambam and the Ramban. What does it mean? Hamakom Shori. The Gemara is speaking in the context of the Nefashos. But the Ramban says that's just one example. But once there's no Dina Nefashos, means because they don't have the status of Ayin Aleph, even though they have the 71 people, but they don't have that special status of Ayin Aleph. So that means that anything else in the Mishnah that requires Ayin Aleph, it also doesn't apply. So that's Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So therefore, how could you say you need a Bezin HaGadol for Kiddush HaKodesh? The Kiddush HaKodesh we know historically went on till the time of Abai Barov. That was many years later. But the Bezin HaGadol was stopped functioning 40 years before. That's the Ramban's kasha. But the Ramban's kasha is only based on the Ramban's assumption that Makom Gori means that they're Gorish. They're not an Ayin Aleph anymore. But the Rambam will simply answer, Maimonides will answer, not true. Maimonides will answer that they are a Bezin. It's just of Ayin Aleph. It's just Lagabi Din Nefashos, a special Xeris HaKosuf, Mokom Gorim, not only Gabi Sokin Mamre, but all Din Nefashos that Mokom Gorim. So this is the classic Machlokas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a double Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. It's a Machlokas where there's no Sanhedrin in the Mokom, whether it has a status or doesn't. And then there's a Machlokas Lagabi Kiddush HaKodesh. What is the din by Kiddush HaKodesh? Do you need a Bezna Gadol or don't you need a Bezna Gadol? Rambam Shita is that you need a Bezna Gadol, Ramban Shita is you don't need a Bezna Gadol.
The Rambam Shita is that you need a Sanhedrin HaKodesh.
Because if we don't do it nowadays, then technically we could.
The Rambam Shita is the reason why we don't do Kiddush HaKodesh today is because we don't have a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. That's what you need. If you have a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, then tear up the calendars. Tear up the calendars. No more calendars. Get rid of the calendars. Once we have the new Sanhedrin, no more calendars. You know, as I said about the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva in Queens, you know the story? No? No one knows the story? That was the beautiful building. You ever been there in Kew Gardens Hills? The most beautiful building? The new Chofetz Chaim building? So they say that they got their money. You know, Chofetz Chaim was a yeshiva. You ever see in the mail, you get karosis from one yeshiva, you get kind of candles from another yeshiva, you get a bedikas chametz feather from another yeshiva. And at Chofetz Chaim, they always send out calendars. That was their thing. Yes. They were sending out calendar. So there was a man, a very wealthy man, and he had a lot of money, and he didn't have family, and he was just, hey, where is he going to leave his money to? So he says, oh, this place, they sent me that calendar, I'll give them all my money. And that's what happened. They gave millions of dollars because they sent him calendars. They sent everyone calendars. He didn't know from different places, but he knew that this is the place that sent him a calendar every month, every year, whatever. He gave him all his money. You never know. We're a calendar going to take it. But that's only because we don't have the Bezin of Ayin Aleph. If there'd be a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, then the Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim will no longer send out calendars.
Still keep the book.
Yeah, Yechiel.
Was there a Bezin of Ayin Aleph all the way up to Bayan Rabba? All the way up to the time of Bayan Rabba?
Yeah.
All the way up?
Yeah. Yeah, they can do things that you don't need a Bezin of Ayin Aleph to do.
But if that's on heaven, though, that would imply not just salvation.
Right.
So, but
Sanhedrin doesn't mean halakhic Sanhedrin. It could just mean that that those people who are on the Sanhedrin, that's what they did. It doesn't mean technical Sanhedrin. Yeah. What's your name again?
Farah.
Farah. Right. Oh, okay, that's a good point also. Maybe they could...
like the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, okay. Okay, that's not bad. Very good. According to what?
We don't even have three.
Why don't we have three? Because we don't have smicha. And Bez Hashem, next week, we're going to discuss what is smicha. Okay, Rabbi, so Bez Hashem, Sunday we have Shia. Right? Sunday will be the inaugural Halacha Shia. Okay, and then Tuesday, Bez Hashem will continue in Sanhedrin. Even though the Mishnah has... So Rav Mala just asked the Kasha, the Mishnah says you only need three for Kiddush HaKodesh. No, it means that all you need is three to actually do the formality of Kiddush HaKodesh, but the three had to have Rishus from the Bez Nagod.
Not enough tali. How much do you have to make? How many Chumash did Rebbe make this year?
80.
You have to make 100 next year. 80 Chumash, not bad. Chumash packet? Superposition. Who's going to do this next week when I'm not here?
Some Nicky.
I like his job. So the things I'm going to miss most is this shit.
You know how much I like this shit.
We can do the tapes though. We can get this Rebbe's tape. I want to keep up. I said to someone today, they said, so what are you learning this year? I'm learning some hedge, but I'm teaching one this year. What's the difference? It's up to you. I mean, it's on double net, if you want to
see. You put this on the web?
Okay. Oh, you save them both? Nick, you save them both?
Okay. Tell him how to put it on the web.
I don't know how to put it on the web. Well, tell
him who to go to.
Oh, you know Rabbi Spivak? Four thirteen first school.
413?
Yeah, Rabbi Spivak. He does the technical stuff. His job is the REITs website. So he does all this. 413 first school, Rabbi Spivak. Tell him we sent you.
So everyone got a packet? Everyone got? Binyamin, did you get?
Yeah.
Everyone got, Rabbi? Okay. This week's parsha, we told the parsha of the Melech, which is really the big sugyas in Sanhedrin. Vayaki shifto kisei mamlachto, because of lo es mishnei haTorah hazos al sefer milfnei akonim alavim. But we know there's a mitzvah for every Jew to write a sefer Torah, right? That's the pasuk in Vayelach, in page 2. Ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos. V'lam das b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem. L'manti ali ashira hazos l'eid b'nei Yisrael. That you should write hazinu, which is ashira hazos, and teach klal Yisrael. And then the famous Rambam on page 4, where the Rambam writes, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Esei al kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael livtov sefer Torah l'atzmo. That every Jew has to write a sefer Torah, and the makor is the pasuk in Vayelech. Shenema v'ata kisvu lachem as hashira zos, kolom kisvu lachem Torah sheish b'shira zos. The Tishen Kosim is a Torah Parshish Parshish. So the Rambam is a very famous Rambam. Because Pashat Shat in the Chumash means Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir Hazos, all it means is you should write Hazinu. But since the halacha is that you're not allowed to just write one Parsha, so therefore it can't just mean Hazinu, it means the whole Sefer Torah. So there are many questions as well. What do you mean you can't write one Parsha? You write Mezuzah is one Parsha. And even if you can't write one parsha, so you have to write a whole sefer. So maybe it just means to write sefer dvarim. Who says it means to write the whole chumash? So there are a lot of kashas which you could look into. But this is the source of the halacha from this pasuk of atak hisvu lachem es hashira hazos. So that's a mitzvah on every yachid, that every yachid has to write his own sefer Torah. So in our parsha, we have a special chiddush that the melech, when he becomes melech, he has to write Mishne HaTorah. He has to write a second Torah. King has to write a second Torah. As Rashi says, Shtei Sifrei Torahs, Achat Shehi Menachas Beis Genazov, and one of them he keeps in his palace, and one of them he takes with him wherever he goes. Achat Shehi Nechneses V'yotzei Simo. So the king has an extra chiyuv to write an extra Sefer Torah. We'll see, maybe one day we'll do the Drushas Haran. There's a famous Drushas Haran that says that the king very often could become very haughty, because there are a lot of different privileges that a king has that other people don't have, so he has to remember to humble himself. That's why he has to always keep the Sefer Torah with him. But I'm not going to discuss that right now. Oh. So there's two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah called Yochid Yochid to write one Sefer Torah, and the king, when he becomes king, he has to have an extra Sefer Torah. Two Sefer Torah. So the Gemara in Menachos, on page 5, the Lamed Amud Aleph, tells us the following. Without looking, don't look at the Gemara yet. Let me ask you a question. Without looking at the Gemara, I'm not telling you to give me a reply, I'm just asking a question outside. What is this mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? What if I buy a Sefer Torah? Is that also a fulfillment of the mitzvah? Or you have to write a Sefer Torah? What's the mitzvah? So I can hear either way. If you write it, are you yotze? So look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar on page Lamed Aleval, page 5. The Omar, Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Abba, Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav, Halokeach Sefer Torah Minashuk, Kichotef Mitzvah Minashuk. That if you buy a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, it's like you're chotef a mitzvah. It's like chopping a mitzvah. So is that good or no good? If you're chopping. I don't know, is that a compliment? Or is that, a rebuke? What is it? This statement, Amar Rav Halokeach Sefer Torah Min Hashuk, Kechotev Mitzvah Min Hashuk. Then the Gemara says, Kosvo, but if you write a Sefer Torah, Mala Elov HaKosu Kilu Kiblo Mehar Sinai. It's like you got it from Har Sinai. And Amar of Sheshitim, Higia Os Achas Malala of Akosuk Kilu Kosvo. And if you fix one letter, it's as if you wrote the whole Sefer. So my question to you is, what's the first thing? If you lokeach Sefer Torah Minashuk, Kechotev Mitzvah Minashuk. And therefore what? Is that therefore yes or therefore no? So Rashi says, look in Rashi. Kechotev mitzvah, mitzvah obar, aval kosov have a mitzvah yiseret fe. So Rashi shita is that it means, yeah, you did the mitzvah, but keltas, you lack. In other words, you did the mitzvah in a lacking form. Because, you know, you wanted to get a shortcut. You're really supposed to write a sefer Torah. You're really supposed to take out many hours and write a sefer Torah. You want shortcuts. You want a chavos. You know, shortcuts. Quick fix. You know, press the button. Press the button. You want to be a press button. Press the button. You know where it works. You want everything automatic. Automatic. Pilot. Pilot. Automatic. Automatic. That's what you want. So, Yotze, but very much lack. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, on page 6, in the Ramah writes, Sofer lo sofer, lichtov lo sefer Torah. If you hired a sofer to write a sefer Torah, osher k'nol b'huay amuta, or you bought a sefer Torah, it was a mistake in the sefer Torah v'yigiyo and you corrected it, harizek yivu kosho, that's like you write. Avalokho kach, but if you bought a ready-made sefer Torah and you didn't have to correct it at all, because it was all fully done, so Ramah says, Chotev Mitzvah Mashuk, the way he learns, or whoever he's quoting here, is not only that it's not Pashut Pshat, Eino Yotzei Bezeh, you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. And there are many that argue with him. Like the Gra, look in the Gra, he says, Ayin Rashi Shom, Dibra Maskev Chotev, V'divrei Rashi Iker. In other words, the Gra saying, it's very nice what the Ramah is saying, but it's against Rashi. Against Rashi, and the Gra says Divrei Rashi Iker. In other words, the Gra says the Rashi we just saw that you are Yotze. It's not mitzvah minimum. So that's a big yisod, Rabbi Osai. Before we continue anymore, that's a big yisod. That anything you do in life should always try to do it with your fullest. You know, whenever you try. to cut corners or to rush something, it's not gonna be good. You try to rush through your learning, rush through your davening, rush, rush, rush. You know, some people, everything is a rush. So, you know, it's definitely not mitzvah men amufkar like Rashi says, and like the Ramah says, maybe it's not even a mitzvah at all. Of course, a lot of times in life, you have to rush through things and you have to do things. But, you know, and in YU, there's always this attitude of rush. You know, people are rushing to get out and they're rushing and they're rushing and they're rushing. You know, and sometimes you have to say, you know, let's take it slow. You know, of course, sometimes you have to seize the opportunity and seize the moment and seize the. But it's always a general attitude that people have that whatever I can rush through, you know, is good for me. It's just the opposite. Just like Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always gives the mashal, if you're eating a meal and you're rushing it through, so it could be the best meal in the world, but you're not going to enjoy it. If you part of the hanah, like Rabbi Cohen always says, of having the ice cream cone, is to lick it slowly. Right? To go slow and you get the geschmack. The same thing with learning. A person's learning, the kicker is he should enjoy what he's learning. Not to be chayt. Some people, all they're learning is, when am I making the scene? And when are we finishing? And we forget when you're finishing. You've got to enjoy what you're doing now. Enjoy today's Rambam and Rambam. Enjoy today's Sifrei. Enjoy today's Pasuk. Even if it's one Pasuk. That's the Yikra of Hashem. You try to Rashi says it's lacking. And according to the Ramah, It's not even a mitzvah at all. It's not even a mitzvah at all. Now take a look at both sides. We're going to skip page 8 for a second. Take a look at page 9. The Michas Chinuch has a very interesting discussion.
Let me, before we look inside, let's look outside. We discussed, okay, I say the Torah Menashov, the Glach, the Chokit Mitzvah Menashov, whatever that means, like the Ramah, like Rashi, not Yotzei, or either Yotzei a little bit, whatever. But what about, like, the Sefer Torah of the Melech? Oh, only Michas Chinuch thinks this. Whereas that discussion of Rashi and Ramah is by Sefer Torah Shel Hevel, by Arius. But what about the Sefer Torah of the Noah? What would be there? Say, okay, according to Ramah, you're not Yotzei at all, fine. But according to Ramah, let's talk within Shiva's Rashi. By Hevel, there's no chaos, Sefer Torah Shel Hevel, is the whole difference from the Shel. But what about by a Melech? Melech! He becomes the new king, and now he has to get another Sefer Torah, so he doesn't have too much time now. So why a Sefer Torah? What would you say there? Would the Melech Sefer Torah be more Chomer, or is it the same? Should it be the same Chomer? Says the Michas Chinuch, Inei Gabi Hevyod Mitzvah Namuchol with Milchol. Right? Mitzvah Namuchol that he should write, like Rashi said. Chotev, Sefer Torah, Chotev, Mitzvah Ashok, Mikol Mokom Yosa, like Rashi Chief. Okay, Perish Rashi, Perakar Komets, Menachas Laman, Amanal, Kibor, Master Potes. The Achronim is Sibul Aramot, right? The Achronim has problems with Aramot. Aramot is a Vilna Goli, so. He says it against the Rashi. You're a day. That's the game extra to say the Torah of Melech, Kam, Kim, Yosef. So could be, according to Shikas Rashi, that a Lokeach say the Torah of Menashuk is the Kotev, Mitzvah, Ashuk, but Yosef, so by Melech also. That's his first reaction to Mechastinu. It says in Mechastinu, no. Achayim the Lecha Mishneh, Dilchus Molochim Kan, Shemevi Tosefta Sanhedrin, because of Lo, to take Subal Ishmo. That by a Melech is a special din. Not only does he have to write the Sefer Torah, but it has to be either he writes or it's written Lishmo, for him. It can't be that you just go to a prefab Sefer Torah that was already written. Has to be written L'shem Nismelech. Either he writes or he gets someone to write L'shmo. Nirad Tzoras L'chtol. The Gekona lo L'chtol L'shmo. So he says, even though Shitas Rashi is by Sefer Torah Shel Hevyon, you Yotzei, it's not the best thing to cope with, but it's still Yotzei, but by the Melech, it has to be what? L'shmo. And that's the Lecha Mishneh quotes from the Tosefta, that's the page we skipped on page 8. The Kosev Lo Sefer Torah, Tosefta Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, the Kosev Lo Sefer Torah, Chlilmo L'shmo. Shelo Yenoyos Mishal Avosa. It has to be L'shmo. It has to be L'shmo. And the Yisod Rabosai is that, like the Nesiva Sholem writes, the Gemara says, Man Malchi Rabbonim. And anybody who's a Talmud in the yeshiva has that status like a Melech. Has a status like a Melech. The Gemara always says, the Rabbonim, even though there's a Gemara that we discussed called Yisrael B'nai Melochim, but there's a Gemara that says, Man Malchi Rabbonim. And that means that when a person comes to yeshiva, whatever learning that he does, he's writing his own Sefer Torah. And everyone has his unique style of learning and his things that he likes to learn more. He prefers this type of learning, that type of learning. He prefers halacha, he prefers hashkafa, he prefers medrash, he prefers this. Everyone here, when they come to yeshiva, is coming to write that second Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah of the Melech. Man Malchi Rabbonim. And everyone has their own kochos. And everyone should enjoy the learning. And you shouldn't worry that this person knows more than you, or this person learns this.
You're writing your own Sefer Torah, Lishmo. It has to be your Sefer Torah, with your involvement. It can't be just you sitting there and you're taking notes. It's the way you have to read the Rishon, and you have to read the Acharon, and you have to understand it. It's your Sefer Torah. A melech can't just buy it from the shuk. Can't just listen to the tape and take down notes. He has to look it inside, he has to think about it, he has to discuss it with his friend, his Rebbe, his whatever. But everyone has their own Sefer Torah, and it's Lishmo for that particular person. And everyone has to have a chelek in their own learning. And if by Sefer Torah Shel Melech, it doesn't work. That Kana. Kana, for sure you're not Yosef. Even Rashi would agree, the Milchas Chinuch says. Because it has to be your own personalized kesher to the Torah. It can't be that you're just saying over. You're rethinking, even though it could be in the end you're going to say over the same thing. But you have to think it through. Then it becomes yours. You have to look in inside. And even though you might come to the same conclusion that you heard in Shir, but you might not, but you thinking it through again, now it's yours. But if you don't, you're just taking notes, you're just, you know, mechanically taking notes, and then you're just reading it back to your friend, that's like Chotev Menashuk. Sefer Torah of the Melech, that's Chotev Menashuk, nothing. That's the yisod here. There's a chiyuv, and the only way to do it is if the Torah is kisvu lachem hashashira hazos. The Torah, the learning Torah, has to be enjoyable, and the only way it'll be enjoyable is if you go slowly, you digest it, hashira. If you're rushing it through, you'll never love it, you'll never enjoy it. Maybe you'll be able to pass a bechina, but you know you'll forget it the next day. It won't become part of your essence. Can't be chotef. In life, if you're always going to do things quickly, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do things, you should be lazy. But if you're going to just always try to just, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the college classes, I'm not saying it should be like this, but the experience tells us a lot of times guys just, the night before, they get someone's notes and they just, you know, quickly just to be yotzei. No, that's not the way you kona Torah. It can't be chotef menashuk. You got to go slowly, you got to think about it, discuss it, internalize it. You know, think about it, discuss it, internalize it. Then it becomes yours. Then it's lishmo, and then it's not kechotef mitzvah menashuk. This week's Haftorah, part of the Zayin de Nechemta, in Yeshaya, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemcha. Right? This is like the Medrash says, we have all these double lashonos. Nachamu, Nachamu, Anochi, Anochi. So what is the Anochi, Anochi? The Nechama comes from the double Anochi. What is this double Anochi? So the Chasam Sofer refers to us in Gemara and Shabbos, on page 12, Kufheyam et Aleph. There's a very fascinating Gemara in Shabbos. We know the concept of Rashi Tevos, right? So in the Gemara, calls Rashi Tevos Notriko, right? That each letter stands for a different word. So the Gemara has a drasha on the word Anochi. Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the Aseres HaDibros. What does Anochi mean? So says the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan Didei Omar, Anochi notrikon ana nafshai ksivas yehivas. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, ana nafshai, I am giving my nefesh to you. When I'm giving you the Torah, I'm giving you my nefesh. Ana nafshai, I, my nefesh, ksiva, I'm writing it down, the yehiva, and I'm giving it over to the Jewish people. That's what Anochi stands for. So Aleph is Ana, the Nun is Nafshai, Ksiva Sihivas. Rabbanan say a different thing. Rabbanan Amri, Anochi, Amira, Ni'ima Ksiva Yahiva. That the Torah is an Amira Ni'ima. It's a pleasant words of God. Amira Ni'ima. Amira Ni'ima Ksiva Yahiva. These are the two, and then the Gemara has another way, Yahiva Ksiva. But these are the two drushes here. And then there's a third one. But Ana Nafshai Ksiva Yehivas and Amira Ni'ima Ksiva Yehiva. So what does this mean? So first let's see what the Chasam Sofer says. Chasam Sofer on page 13, he says like this, Anochi, Anochi Yudu Menachem Chem, יש לפרש ידוע באשר תורה אימנו בגולוס והוא בהורי שחד יספרח יש לנו תקפה כי יעשה למענה ויגלנו ממעננו. Okay, וגם רמזי סודי התורה שנמצאו למדה שכולם נרמזו בתורה שבחסב. זה אמר חזל, אנוכי, אנה נפשה הקסיב זהיבס. הבונן אמרי אמיר אין מקסיב יהיב. היינו לרמז תורה שבחסב, אנה נפשה הקסיב יהיב. So Chasam Sofer says that this, that the first Anochi of Ana Nafshai Ksivas Yehivas is referring to Torah Shebuchsav. Because it says Ksivas. In other words, Hashem says, my nefesh, I give to you Ksiva, I wrote it down, and I give it to you. That's Torah Shebuchsav. Torah Shebalpeh, Amira Ni'ima. It's an Amira. It's an Amira. Torah Shebalpeh, spoken. Shehi nemeres mipel ozen. Ksivas yehivas. Why is it ksivas yehivas? Because the Torah Shebal Peh is merumas in the Torah Shebichsav. So it starts off as an amira, but then the remazim in the Torah Shebichsav to the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Chasam Sofer says that the two anochis of anochi anochi hu menachemchem is the Nechama that comes from the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. That just like that we're in Golas, the Torah is with us in Golas, and for sure Hashem is going to take the Torah out of Golas, so He's going to take us also, because we're inseparable from the Torah. So the Anochi, Anochi, the Torah Shebichsav of the Amirinim, of the Ana Nafshai, Ksiva Yehiva, that's the Torah Shebichsav. And the Amir and the Ima of the Torah Shebal Peh, those two things are in Golas with Klal Yisrael, but that's going to be in the Nechama, because you can be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Torah out of Golas, so if He's going to take the Torah, and we're part of the Torah, He's going to take us out of Golas as well, and that's the Anochi Anochi. The Torah Shebichsav that's in Golas, Ana Nafshai Ksivas Yehivas, and the Torah Shebal Peh that's in Golas is going to take us out. But I'd like to, similar to the Chasam Sofer, say a little different idea. I think the word is like this. That in life, there's always going to be bumps. No one has a perfect life. No one has, there's always, there are ups and downs, there's frustrations, there are different things. So what are the two things, there could be other things also, two things that could bring us to the hump? One thing is Ana Nafshai. Hashem says, I'm giving you my nefesh. What does that mean? That means that you learn Torah, you have a personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that emunah and bitachon that you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is what is going to help you get through the bumps. But it's not only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Any human being that you have a relationship with. What does it mean you have a relationship? You really have a bond, a soul bond, ananasha. This person is giving your soul to you, whether it be a parent, a spouse, a rebbe, a friend, whatever it is. That relationship, that you could always go to that person and schmooze with him and get encouragement from the Ribbono Shel Olam for that person, that relationship, ananashai, is one nechama that can always get you through the bumps of life. That's one. And then, the other thing is the Amir and the Ima. It's the beauty of
having the Torah, and you could always learn the Torah and get uplifted from learning the Torah, those two things, the relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam and with different people that had a nafshai, that Kibur HaNefesh, and the Amir and Ima of the blessedness of the Torah, who Menachem Chem. That's the two Anokhi Anokhi. A little different than the Chasam Sofer. Again, also using that same Gemara in Shabbos, the Chasam Sofer is Anokhi Anokhi, Torah Shabbat, and Torah Shabbat. We're saying a little different. The Chibur HaNefesh that you have, whether it be with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but also with people, that's a very important opportunity, especially that you have in yeshiva, that you can really get friends, true friends, that you really have a kesher. A kesher nafshi, not just a friend that, you know, just casual, but a real friend that you really will always be there for you in all times of life. And that's a source of nechama. Because you'll always go to that person, whoever that person is, and he'll be able to help you out. And then the Amir and the Ima. So as we begin this man here, we should keep in mind that the yisod of a shir is that we're together, we're chaverim together, there's a Rebbe and Talmud relationship. The Rebbe gives the nefesh to the Talmud. Takes a chibur ha-nefesh. That's the ana nafsha. That's one aspect. And then it's the amir and the ima. It's the divrei Torah themselves. The pleasantness of the divrei Torah themselves. That Be'ez Hashem should give us chizuk throughout the year, throughout our lives, as we begin the new zman. You shouldn't run through life just trying to chak quickly. Because if you want to really have a connection with somebody, you want to have an ana nafshai, it can't be through chakipa. It has to be slowly developed, etc. And if you really want to have an amir and ima of the divrei Torah, it also can't be kechotet menashuk. Because if it's kechotet menashuk, it's not going to be an amir and ima. And Be'ez Hashem, these two ideas of the Anokhi Anokhi should always be with us throughout our lives to mechazek us, the Anokhi Anokhi who menachemchem.